When Charles Smith moved to Walla Walla 16 years ago, he knew he liked wine, but he knew next to nothing about making wine. He must be a fast learner, because this is Harvey Steinman, editor-at-large at Wine Spectator magazine, talking about Charles Smith.
Some of his wines have earned classic ratings from me at Wine Spectator. That's 95 points or higher. And when you do that, you're playing with the elite in the world.
This summer, Charles Smith made his move into Seattle. He opened Jet City Winery in the Georgetown neighborhood. And that's where Smith told Ross Reynolds why he was drawn to wine in the first place.
I realized the guys that work in the kitchen, they get the lowest pay and they have the hardest job and the longest hours. They really toil. The waiters, they come in a little bit later. They have a cleaner job. They get money in their pocket every night they go home. But the wine guy, he comes in the latest. He gets to drink all night. And he gets to go home the earliest. And I'm like, that's the job I want.
Charles Smith grew up in Sacramento with five siblings. His mother's parents were Welsh, his father's French. There was always wine at the table. It was considered food.
I pass it on to my little daughter, Charlotte. She likes wine, particularly champagne. She's three.
In 1978, Charles Smith was 18. He moved out on his own and worked up and down the West Coast in a variety of jobs in the hospitality industry.
First years, I was trying to get somebody to hire me in the wine business. I had a very strong wine background. I was wine director for a couple of Ritz-Carlton hotels on the West Coast in my early 20s. And I went over there, and there was about 30 to 35 importers, and I wrote them all a letter trying to get a job, and no one would hire me. I have all the rejection letters still today.
Another opportunity opened for Charles Smith when he turned 29. He met a Danish woman who invited him to return with her to Copenhagen. It was 1990. The excitement around new rock bands like Nirvana, Mudhoney, and Pearl Jam was echoed in Scandinavian music. Charles Smith managed a rock club, became a booking agent, and later managed rock bands including the Danish duo The Raveonettes. This led him back to the Pacific Northwest.
I was on a road trip with Sune Wagner, who's the singer of the band The Raveonettes. And I had friends in Seattle, and I had wine from Walla Walla, and I said, okay, well, we've been up I-5 before, we've been up, Highway 1 and 101, why don't we go up through Nevada and Oregon and Idaho and go over to this town called Walla Walla? I heard they have really good wine. And that was on that trip in 1999, spring of 99, and the people that I met is what encouraged me to come back to America and make wine. And I wanted to do something that was close to the earth and something I could do. And two, I became a very old man. And if I made it just a modest living, I would have a great life. Because, it's not so much about what you make, it's about the life that you live. And for me, to live that life was to dream.
So you had an appreciation of wine, but you got to Walla Walla and you'd never made wine before, had you?
No. I never worked a day at a winery, took a winemaking class, or have a book, Winemaking for Dummies. I simply took all the knowledge I had, asked a few questions of friends that were winemakers, and I set out and made my first wine.
Charles Smith made his first vintage in fall of 1999, 15 cases of Walla Walla Valley Syrah, and success came quickly. A 2001 Charles Smith wine made the back page of the Wine Spectator, a huge boost for a new winery. In 1 year, he went from making 1,400 cases to 18,000 cases of wine. Within 3 years, the business went to 90,000 cases.
In 2007, I think I finally realized that I have a firm grasp of what I'm doing. I could direct what I want to happen with the wine making part of it, and that was a big deal, because I've basically been walking on a wire without a net for a long time.
Charles Smith says there's always going to be an element of chance in the wine business. He's dealing with an agricultural product dependent on the weather. He still spends a lot of time flying back to Walla Walla, even though he hates flying.
Isn't it pretty ironic? I am incredibly afraid of flying, and I fly all the time. And isn't it ironic that I build my new winery on the north end of Boeing Field, and I name it Jet City?
That's Charles Smith, who runs Jet City Winery in Georgetown, there on South Albro. Used to be a Dr. Pepper bottling plant. He talked about wine with Ross Reynolds on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.